Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Husker fans. Welcome to episode 270 of the Husker Football Fan Podcast. I'm Mike Harvat.
And I'm Justin Swanson.
In today's episode, we catch up with each other and talk about the future of the podcast.
You can find us on the web at huskerpod.com or by searching Husker Football Fan Podcast on Facebook. You can also connect with us on Twitter by following at HuskerPod or email us at huskerpod@gmail.com.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, Mike?
I heard that we have some news to share.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Oh, boy. They're going to listen to this and think, oh, this is a mistake.
Yeah. If you've been on social media on Twitter recently, this might not be news to you, but I guess talking about it here for the first time. On the pod, we're joining the Herdat Media Network.
Yeah, exciting times for the Husker Pod.
So, I don't think much is really going to change for the listener. Mm-hmm. I guess on the back end here, we'll have a little bit more support, and we're excited about that. You might hear a few different ads popping up here and there, but other than that, should be pretty much the status quo.
Reminds me of the time that Death Cab for Cutie signed to Atlantic Records back in like 2004, 2005. Their announcement said, like, here's what you can expect in terms of a change from us as a band. There will be an A on the binding of our albums. Thank you. So kind of implying, hey, you know, what you've come to expect from us is not going to change. This is just going to allow us to keep doing it. And I think that's the big thing that factored into our decision. Was Justin and I have had several conversations over the last several years about, you know, we've been doing this for a while. We're kind of like the grandpa podcast of Husker podcasts right now.
No, it's so true. Yeah.
we've been looking into, okay, so what does it look like? And, you know, we'll speak frankly about the fact this past season, there were a few weeks where we just didn't do it, right? And with the resources that Herdat has to offer us, they more or less have enabled us to keep doing this for the foreseeable future. And so I'm really excited because it allows me and Justin to focus on what we've always wanted to do, which is just enjoy talking about Husker football with each other and kind of rallying the community around that and including you in the conversation. So, dear listener, thank you for coming along for the ride.
Yeah. Well, put.
We made it. Here we are.
Yeah. So beyond that, I mean, we'll be talking about spring football before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And still kicking around whether or not to do the summer preview series. Haven't done that for a couple years, but that was always a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which brings me in my mind to fall. And, yeah. Mike, where are you at these days as a Husker football fan?
Once January's over, I kind of take a mental break, man. I'm not a guy who follows recruiting news left and right. But I will say this much. It is very interesting for the first time ever as Husker fans, we have a coach who is active on social media. Because, yeah, sure, there was the complete radio silence. I don't think I've ever seen anything posted by Frost. Did you? I can't remember if he did anything.
Oh, I feel like maybe like a handful of a year, and they were always, you know, promotional for something.
And then I don't remember anything for Riley. And honest to goodness, I think Pollini tweeted like two or three times the entire time he was our coach.
I don't even remember.
The only thing I remember specifically was there was a tweet where he thanked somebody from a car dealership. Like, that's legitimately the only Bo Pollini tweet I remember seeing. So, and obviously before Pollini, Twitter didn't exist. So,
Because Pelini created Twitter.
Yeah, well, faux Pelini did, I think. But yeah, it's kind of neat to see all the, you know, emoji tweets and all the people decoding what he means and all that stuff on Twitter. And just in general to see the flurry of activity in terms of recruiting. As somebody who doesn't pay attention to recruiting, it has been interesting to see all this stuff kind of shaken up and a lot of discussion about what they're up to, where they're at any given week, what they're doing. So yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is I'm hearing an optimism. I'm hearing a little bit of some distance there as you're trying to maybe take a mental break from football, but I definitely am picking up on some optimism.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a mental break from football. I think I just like, I'm kind of curious about what the XFL is going to look like again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it starts 6 days after the Super Bowl. So it was really nice for the couple of weeks we had it before COVID shut it down in 2020. So, I'm not necessarily, like, distancing myself from football, but I think just, like, being a casual fan is kind of where I'm at right now. If something cool happens and it shows up in my feed related to Huskers, awesome. But I'm not reading Reddit every day to see what people are talking about.
Yeah. I feel like I am continuing to ask myself a question that I think we've talked about a few times in the last, well, maybe just once, because we only recorded once since Matt Rhule was hired. But like, this is not the first time Nebraska has had a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even the second new coach that we've broke in on this podcast. You know, this is This is the third go round for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just super conscious of the fact that I don't think we've done much sunshine pumping. Definitely not recently.
Mm.
But I want to be informed and aware and positive about what's going on. But I don't want to necessarily, I'm keeping my distance.
Yeah, you and I, we're not making bold claims about how many wins we're going to have this season or anything.
No, yeah, we've seen too much go wrong for me to feel any degree of comfort making proclamations about what I think is going to happen. It's tempting. You see people get real excited on social media right now, and it does look like Rhule's flipping the roster. It does look like he's bringing in a ton of staff. I think I just saw that as of today, we're recording early February. We now have the largest football staff in the Big Ten, you know, for good or for ill. That's where it's at. And so, like, he's doing some stuff. He hired a bunch of his guys, and he didn't pay nearly as much for him as he could have. But now he's spreading that money out with a bunch of staff positions. And he just seems to have a really clear vision, and he's executing on that. And it's not the first time he's executed on his really clear vision. Now, having a really clear vision and a track record does not guarantee success, but, you know, it's something. Mm. So I guess I am a little excited to see what happens, but I'm going to be guarded, and I'm not going to let myself get carried away with any irrational exuberance, enthusiasm. What's the word I'm looking for? Irrational
delusions of grandeur.
Yeah. I mean,
I always think of Return of the Jedi when I hear that phrase.
We are a developmental program at this point. I mean, we've been a great program. We're not now. And I'm just really excited. I want to be excited about watching the process, you know, in the deed, the glory. That's what we're here for. And that's what I want to enjoy. And I look forward to doing that with you, Michael.
Yeah. For those of you who maybe come from the church world like I do, what Justin's trying to say is he's guarding his heart.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, boy. That phrase gets tossed around, and it means different things to different people. But
what does it mean to you in the context of football, Mike?
It means not drinking the Kool-Aid. That's another way to phrase it. It is interesting because there seems to be, I mean, like, do we finally have a reasonable amount of excitement where people are excited that there's a new coach coming in and they're excited about what he's accomplishing in the offseason, but you know, just think about when Frost was hired, all the people making these bold predictions about, like, he's going to come in and, well, I mean, even he was kind of being a braggart about, you know, we're going to come in and shake things up, right? Seems like Rule is more of like, hey, let's dig in and do the hard work, which, you know, in a sense is refreshing, but it'll be interesting to go back and see what things were we saying were refreshing 5 years ago, 8 years ago, that kind of thing. So,
yeah, I tweeted something to this effect, but when you hear Rule and the coaches talk about the work that they're doing, it seems so, like, fundamental to them. And it also, you get the sense that they're surprised that these things weren't being done previously, as far as, you know, just putting in the legwork to find the hidden guys. And I feel like every time there's a new coaching staff, and again, we can say this as fans and as podcasters, like every time there's a new staff, there's like, you hear about the people doing the work to dig up the hidden guys, blah, blah, blah. But you know, we've got success stories about someone who like stopped by a high school 'cause he was on a trip and had some time and talked to a coach and the coach was like, you should look at this guy. He's being under recruited. And I think that guy's on the team now, or he's a commit. So, they're doing all the right things. They're saying all the right things. And, you know, I'm not going to wish away my life saying I wish it was football season now. It'll be here before we know it. And there's a lot of time between here and now. And there's a lot of change that's going to happen to this team. And the spring will be interesting because Casey Thompson's hurt. So you've got a transfer quarterback that Rule really likes who gets to kind of be the number one guy effectively. So that'll be it. Interesting to watch. And anyway, I feel like we could chat forever, but
yeah,
I feel like that's a good quick update for where we're at now. Mm-hmm. As we join the Herdette Network.
So not to wrap things up too quickly here, but spring game, as of the time of this recording, it is 75 days away. That seems so long right now, Justin. I bought tickets. I'm going this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I haven't gone for a few years. I guess probably the last time I went was 2019. So I'll be going with my brother, his kids, my brother-in-law, and I think my niece, Eliana, is going to be going to her first Husker game.
That's great.
In April this year. So
I am pretty excited. Yeah, my plans are definitely still up in the air. There might be a work tie-in. I'm not sure.
Oh, so okay.
I plan on being there in one capacity or another.
It'll be interesting to see how they roll the red carpet out for Rule at the spring game. I just remember such a big deal being made about Riley, and I don't even think I even bothered for Frost's first spring game because I knew that place would be a madhouse. But do you think it's safe to assume it'll be a sellout? You think that place will be packed?
Do I think it's a sellout? That's a good question. I kind of don't think so. I think that Nebraska fan fatigue is at an all-time high. And I think hiring Rule has excited a lot of people, but it's kind of the people that are going to get excited no matter what.
Sure.
And so I think, I don't know if the fatigued fans are won back now. I think it takes some wins. So my guess is it's not a sellout. You think it is?
You know, yeah, when you think about it, there's probably a lot of people who are like, oh, no. I did this whole thing for Frost. You got to win me back, you know?
Right. Well, I've definitely talked to people who, in the last several months, who gave up their season tickets or they're planning to not renew here in the next couple months. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I mean,
you'd think that they'd at least wait for 1 year of Rule to make that kind of decision, but
I know that there's folks who weren't happy about when Frost was fired. I don't know that people who disagree on that, I don't know if they'll ever agree on it. But I think this was one of the reasons. It's like that sellout streak is literally, not literally, that sellout streak is metaphorically held together with like bailing wire and duct tape. A change had to happen last season. I know 601, our buddy on social media, guests on the show a number of times, he was really irritated that he didn't get fired sooner.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. And then you look at, I've got the schedule pulled up. It's funny to me. This is one of those years where people be like, oh, well, you know, this is such a soft schedule. Like, we better win X number of games this year. And, you know, hopefully for rules' sake, that's true. But, man, we've got to get over... We have to get over that mindset of there are no more easy games for Huskers. You know? Like,
that's true, but you are the co-host who said we had to go to a bowl game this next year.
I did.
You did.
And we didn't.
No, I thought you meant this next year.
Oh, you mean with Rule?
Yeah.
No, I guess the off season has softened me. I don't think that today.
Yeah, you were pretty hard on that. You're like, no, we have to go to a bowl game. And I was like, really? And you're like, yes.
Oh, wow. I must have been on something that night. I don't know. Was I drinking? I don't drink. Shoot, I have no excuse. I'm just an idiot.
I was going to say, a water?
I'm a blowhard. Just like Tobias Funke.
Tobias, you blowhard. Whichever the ways the wind is blowing, so too goes Mike Harvett, podcast host.
Funny thing is I must have Arrested Development on my mind because when we started recording, I thought about what was his like vocal warm up? He would go like Lionel licks Letty's leathers or something like that.
Oh, I don't remember that part, and I remember it a lot.
Yeah, it's very obscure, but you know, to this day, sometimes drive into my job, I will still use "sit on a potato pan, Otis" as a warm up. So
sit on a potato pan, Otis. Sit on a potato pan, Otis. Sit on a potato pan.
Yep. Well, yeah, here we are, man. About 75 days from the kickoff of the spring game. I guess to just kind of give our listeners a heads up of what to expect from us, at least for the time being, is I know this kind of takes the place of our... We usually kick off this season. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is what? Is this season... This is season Eight. Nine, dude.
No, it's... is it nine?
This
it is nine.
This is season nine of our podcast.
Good gravy.
Holy cow.
We started this thing in 2015?
Yeah. Yeah, year one, Riley. This is season nine of our podcast. We're kicking off. We usually do this to coincide with, what is it, the signing day or whatever?
Yeah, there was one recently.
Yeah. And so we'll probably, you know... We'll check in around the time of the spring game, either before it or after it or both.
Yeah, maybe once or twice during spring football.
Yeah, and then we'll be around intermittently in the summer, and we'll be in weekly this fall. So excited to talk about that. My goodness, that first game at Minnesota. Why? Mm. Why?
On a Thursday.
Thursday night game.
And then we've got a little extra time before we break in Coach Prime.
Yeah. At Colorado in Boulder. That's one way to say welcome to Nebraska.
Yeah, man. That's lots of ground to cover between here and there. Yeah. Who knows?
So, but really excited to kind of kick off this new era of the Husker Pod. And, you know, maybe this is... maybe this is your first time listening to us. So if you are a new listener, because you've heard the news of us jumping on with Herd At, welcome. Happy to have you with us. And we encourage you to go back and listen to all 269 previous episodes. Got plenty of content
all
for you there.
Of it. Actually, let us know what your favorite episode was.
Yeah, the first couple of seasons might be kind of depressing to kind of like go on that journey with us. The Riley spiral and all
that's true. Maybe just don't.
Maybe just start listening right now. You can listen to the last season or so to catch up and see what we're like. But and for those of you who are longtime listeners, thank you so much for your support over the years. It's crazy to think there are people who listen to us who have been around since pretty much the beginning. So that's awesome. We thank you for your faithfulness in listening. I don't know what the word would be. You're stuck with us. We appreciate it.
Stick-to-itiveness.
Loyalty. You guys are like a faithful friend.
And we appreciate faithful friends.
Oh, hey. Just real quick, because we haven't done this in a while. Any good books or movies lately?
Oh. I did. My wife and I recently watched the last year's Best Picture winner, and then the one that I think will be this year's Best Picture winner. I'll put it on the record here. So we watched Coda, which was great, about the deaf family, except for the one gal who, child of deaf adults. Is that what CODA stands for?
Oh,
I think so.
Okay.
And she wants to be a singer. And so, you know, you can understand where the plot goes from there. It was really good. But we watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. And just so creative and visually crazy and conceptually crazy. And Michelle Yeoh is amazing, doing all these different versions of the same character. And it won, I think it won the Golden Globe for Best Picture. So I don't know. Okay. Feels like a front runner.
Yeah, I that one's on my list. I think I just picked it up this past week or so. It placed an order for it on BestBuy.com. Not a sponsor, what? By the way. But I was getting a TV, and then I just threw the DVD in with it. But whatever. I sound like
it's really DVD. Fun.
I'm excited to see the return of the actor who played Short Round. His speech at the Golden Globes was pretty inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely. I watched the different speeches from the Golden Globes about that movie, and then I was like, I looked it up on the library website, and it was there, and so I reserved it. I always get all DVDs from the library, folks. You should check it out. The wealth of resources.
As a Sarpy County resident, I do not have access to a library, sadly.
You live in Sarpy County.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And I don't feel like paying a $75 annual subscription to Omaha Library, so...
Could you do something through work?
Possibly. I don't know. Could look into it. Anyway, I saw Glass Onion last night. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Was it good?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Okay. I don't want to give away anything. I'll just say I think that the first movie sticks the landing a little bit better. But,
okay.
But still highly entertaining. And I look forward to more of them.
Didn't you say the director did your favorite Star Wars movie, too?
You mean the worst Star Wars movie ever made? Yeah.
Are you talking about...
Wait, no, I take that back. Attack of the Clones is the worst Star Wars movie. I just don't like what Rian Johnson did with Luke Skywalker's character. But that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, I just kind of want to get under your skin there, see what would happen.
It's interesting. Over time, I was a defender of the Last Jedi, and over time I've kind of come to terms with the fact, like, no, I fundamentally disagree with this story.
You've soured on it.
Yeah, big time.
If anything, I've probably gone the other way. I was maybe initially disappointed, and the more I think about it, the more I appreciate that he tried to do something fresh.
Sure. But I mean, like, we can all agree the Rise of Skywalker is the best Star Wars movie ever made, right?
I don't think so.
I'm kidding.
I thought you were going to say that was the worst one.
That movie's a train wreck. But that's the thing. It's an entertaining train wreck.
Say what you will about Attack of the Clones, at least George Lucas had a 3-movie story arc in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a difference, turns out.
Well, you know, this is starting to spill over into my other podcast, but I made this observation the other day. To me, the legends are the true canon. Whereas anything post Disney buying Lucasfilm, that's the fan fiction to me, right? And so it's just interesting how all the old expanded universe stuff is considered non-canon and it's legends, and it's like, I think it's the other way around, actually.
Yeah, no, but I agree with you. That's how I'm approaching it with my children.
Yeah. But anyway, this is not a Star Wars podcast. This is the Husker Football Fan Podcast, a.k.a. the Husker Pod. And, man, season 9, let's do this.
On her dat.
Woo!
Go Big Red, Mike.
Go Big Red.
Sports Network production.